From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's postcard from Poprad. That's the thing I was trying to think about. Postcard from Poprad. I've got a grave message to send out today.
Oh.
That's him. I'll tell you who he is in a moment. I've got a grave message. This is Eric Wiltshire at the base of the beautiful Tatry Mountains, where today I have to report, in the middle of August, I can't see any snow on the top of the mountains anymore. It's all gone. There's not a drop left in sight. in Slovakia is where I am, boys and girls. If you're joining us for the first time, I'm in the beautiful town of Poprad, where it's 32 degrees. And when I drove back from my lunch, well, I can't go any further because it's a family show, but let's just say there should be a law against it. Over in the festering part of the zit of the European Union is none other than Lee Banks.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Powerful and overpowering introduction.
All right.
I'll tell you what, I would like to report that I am sitting here.
Yes.
There is no blue sky in Britain.
No.
There are no white clouds.
No.
There are no birds.
The feathered variety, yeah?
Of the feathered variety. Well, there's not many of the others nowadays. But anyway, there is no blue sky. Nothing.
Mr. Blue Skies.
Rain.
Oh. Sounds like you're typically in England. Let's try and
it's Friday the 13th, if we'd like to remind everybody.
Well, depends on when you're listening, I suppose, really. But anyway, before we start, hi to the guys over in Talk Radio X, to Replay Radio, and the wonderful people listening on RTI via Audio Boo and various other networks. Program's all about a sideways look at the news. We'll attempt to do that. We'll give you an update on our Clean Up the Internet campaign, which has had a little bit of a hiccup this week, but we don't give up. Loads of your messages this week, absolutely loads of them. First of all, congratulations to Naomi, who's passed her driving test this week. Warning.
That's she indeed.
Warning.
Driving what?
Warning.
A horse and four?
Warning. Would everybody in Crawley, in the UK, start driving on the pavement? Or the sidewalk, depending on where you are. Because if Naomi's driving on the road, safer to be on the pavement with your car. Not only
or
that,
in your own house.
Well, that's well, depends how close you are to the road, really, I suppose. Only that, she's 26 years old this week.
Ah, Naomi, you're such an oldie now.
Yeah, so are we going to sing happy birthday to Naomi?
I don't know if I'm in the mood, really. Well, yes, for Naomi's sake and Naomi's sake only, I will lift my mood of depression and angst and sing it for her.
Got it. Off you go, then.
No, I'm doing it with you. I'm not doing it by myself.
No, you got it on your own, mate. You just said, I'll do it for her. So, off you go, then.
You're talking about happy birthday. All right, here we go, then. This is for you, Naomi. I am going to make an idiot of myself in front of millions and millions of people.
I think you've pulled your microphone out because you're miles away from it.
You're so clever. Hang on, come on.
You're just so useless with technology. I wouldn't trust you to tune a push bike bell.
I tried that and I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it, honestly. Are we singing this song?
Off you go then. 3, 2, 1, go.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Naomi. Happy birthday to you.
Did I sound like Marilyn Monroe?
No, you sounded quite responsible, but not necessarily Marilyn Monroe.
Oh. That's fine, thank you.
Anyway, moving along quickly, says after that frivolity, Lester Peters, he's celebrating his 52 years of being on the planet this week. Lester, who used to run finderchurch.co.uk in the place where Lee is, has just recently left the UK and set up home in Poprad.
I know Lester, you know.
I think, well,
I've dealt with him in the past.
Have you really?
Well done, Lester, man. Well done for reaching your 52nd. Thursday.
Right. Anyway, he set up home in Poprad now. And by the way, boys and girls, he hosts very good birthday parties. my head was reminding me of that the day after. But that's another story, which we won't go down to. Lucia, who's an ex-pop rad girl, now working in the UK, celebrating her birthday this week. Kate Holtom, she's celebrating being 21 again this week. Veronica Novotny, she... I'm going to get killed for all these little... No, never mind. Veronica Novotny, she's over 25 this week. Paul McGee, now he's very old this week. Livia, who's from Hungary, she's celebrating her birthday this week. Martin van der Ven, now he's very, very old this week. Graham Harris...
What fancy got?
Pardon?
Sorry, carry on. Nothing. Just carry on.
Graham Harris.
With the contempt you usually do it.
Graham Harris, well, he's just old, looking at the age of him. And my old buddy, Natalia Baliova, is celebrating in Ireland this week with her fella and little boy. And she's very old this week.
I remember Natalia, and she is very old.
And Evie Hampson says that she's off to Milan today. So could we give a shout-out to Evie? Evie! Did that work? No, I don't think so. I think that's what I was about to say, anyway. Also, hi to Marcus Linus? Or, no, Marcus Lias? Not sure, Marcus. How do you pronounce your surname, sir? I'm not quite sure. Marcus Gibson, Paul Bedford, Ravian, loads more, actually commented that they really, really, really like the idea of the internet clean-up campaign and are well behind it. They've given us thumbs up on that one, so that's kind of nice. So yeah. We will bring you an update on the internet clean-up campaign in a little while. Mm-hmm. But first, I'll do this first. Okay. I think I'll do this first. We are going to play you a little clip of sound in the moment, all mm-hmm. the way back from 1967. Because
way before I was born.
Yeah, right. And the reason for this little clip, boys and girls, is to remind people that not everything in the world is that easy. And on August the 14th in 1967, the great British society known as the Freedom of Everything banned commercial radio in the UK. And there's loads of us sort of, I've been having feelings of deja vu for ages. And what they were is, or are, is, was, are, they were radio ships, because the government wouldn't allow commercial radio in the UK. So one great guy called Ronan O'Rahilly, he's probably one of the better-known ones. He wasn't the first, but he's one of the better-known ones. Set up a station called Radio Caroline, and that broadcasts for years and years and years from a ship. It currently broadcasts on satellite and on the internet. So good luck to the guys over there. Well done for keeping it going. And I guess there's a kind of message in this that if a government closes something down that's good, or tries to, it's funny how it always comes back to haunt them, isn't it, Lee?
Well, there is a tale that we could tell about that, isn't there? Yes, I agree with you. And you are a ghost of that.
Yes, yes, it could be. So listen, boys and girls, just imagine this. It just didn't happen this way, but in August 1967, on the 14th, the British government made offshore radio illegal and made it illegal for British citizens to work on there. So basically, as Ronan O'Rahilly once said, it was okay in the 1960s during the Cold War era to go off to Moscow, no questions asked. But if you went onto a ship and played a Beatles record, you could go to prison for it. That's British justice beyond belief. And one of the guys that just was so amazing. I have had the honour of meeting him. He's a gentleman called Johnny Walker. And he stayed on, even though the government said, you've got to shut down, you've got to stop. If you do this, you'll become a criminal. If you play this pop music, you'll become a criminal. Johnny Walker and a couple of his mates said, we're not stopping. And on August the 14th, this is what Johnny Walker played.
RTI, a place just like home.
This is a story of man's fight for freedom. The beginning is in the past, the middle is now, the end is in the future. It is a story of sadness and of triumph. August the 14th, as disc jockeys Robbie Dale, Johnny Walker and Ross Brown leave Liverpool Street, London. spurred on toward the sea by the hundreds of cheering people. See them now as they stand on the tender. There are tears in their eyes as their families, their homes, and their loved ones are left behind. 3 o'clock on this Monday afternoon, and on 266, Big Lil is heard for the last time. Carolina's alone. These three men prepare for midnight. For in a few hours' time, they are to challenge the might and the power of the British government. They will become criminals. Midnight approaches. It is August the 15th. Johnny Walker announces that Caroline belongs to you, that she loves you and she will continue. The Beatles sing All You Need Is Love. These two men sound happy, but underneath they are sad, for they now know that they have passed the point of no return. They are not sad for long. They are joined by other men who also gave up so much to fight for freedom. The seas are rough and cruel, life is hard, but as each day passes, the moment of triumph grows nearer. The British people rally round. They send food, they send comfort, and they send their love. All you need is love, and love overcomes. The British government relents. Caroline raises her anchor and heads for England. See her now majestically and proudly sailing up the river toward the capital that has welcomed so many victors in British history. But none as victorious as these men. They stand on the deck waving to the millions of people who line the Thames. This time the tears flooding from their eyes are tears of happiness. The insurmountable odds have been surmounted. They reunite with their families, with their friends, with their loved ones. We are near the end of our story. London's skyline has a new landmark pointed toward the heavens. Caroline's aerial. At last, beaming out its love and music to a free and peaceful nation. We have overcome. The battle is over. Free radio becomes a way of life, but never taken for granted. For no man will ever forget Monday, August the 14th, 1967.
This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world, the station of the stars.
Scary, isn't it? Do you know?
I think that's wonderful.
Whenever I hear that clip, the hairs on my arms stand up. So I'd just like to say a little ripple and to all those wonderful people who were around in the 1960s. It was a fun time. And most of the influence that they had over radio was just phenomenal. And if I can get to 1% of that influence, I'd be a very proud person, but maybe we won't get there. So anyway, good luck to all the boys that are still around doing radio, 43 years on from the government in the UK banning them. And, well, what more can I say? It was a wonderful time.
Could I just say?
Yes.
As most people know, I'm a newbie to radio. I've been doing it for like less than 2 years. But I feel that my roots through journalism, etc., are based in this sort of medium. And I still get very moved by things like that, which actually have no meaning to me in the past. Mm-hmm. But now listening to them, I find them really, really, really powerful things. All I had to say, now I'm just going to carry on and be stupid.
Anyway, we'll move on. Thank you guys from the 1960s who inspired me to do stuff. And 43 years on, I'm still fighting the same fight. Marvellous, isn't it? Anyway, Eureka! England actually won a football game this week. They beat Hungary, but manager Capello wrecked the win, didn't he? Biggest PR blunder of the year, I think. Gee whiz.
I think it's really good.
I can't believe it. Because the English England boss, that's an Italian fella, called Fabio Capello. Fabio, I've always had a rule about working in countries where I wasn't born. Go there for a bit, learn the culture a bit, and then open your gob. Because if you open your gob before getting into the psyche of the country, you tend to fall flat on your bum every now and again. And I reckon Fabio's fallen on his bum. Big time. What say you,
Lee? It's a bit of a PR blunder, I must admit.
Because
what worries me, what's going to happen to... Oh, you've not said it yet. Carry on saying it, and I'll follow up.
Okay, then.
So, you're such a dropped intro, this.
So anyway, if you've missed the story, I can't believe where you've been, on Mars or somewhere. What Fabio has said is that David Beckham's international career is over. But he forgot to tell David Beckham about this, and I can't believe this. But he hopes he will play a final match at Wembley to say goodbye to the fans. Fabio, what you should have done is spoke to David. It's not going to cost you a lot of money to phone him. I'm sure you've got his phone number. Or somebody at the Football Association will have it. And get David Beckham to announce it. That way round, it would come out good. And you wouldn't be the bad guy. Now, unfortunately, in the eyes of the fans, you're the bad guy.
Of course he is. Of course he is. And that's exactly the way it should have been handled. And he didn't. The only problem is, that the only reason I can see that Capello would not have allowed Beckham to do it is because it had just been embarrassing, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well,
you know, Beckham stood there going, "Hello, my name's David Beckham.
But
I'm
he doesn't.
Retiring."
He doesn't do that anymore. He's quite well spoken these days, isn't he?
He's not.
He is.
He talks like a big girl.
He doesn't.
You know, it's how all our top sportsmen, right back to George Best, Alex Higgins, yeah, and him, all talk like big girls.
Hello, my name's
Oh, dear. Well, I must admit, when I was watching the game, I'm thinking, I should stop watching England playing football. Maybe it's me. And then
Steve, you made go.
Well, because every time I watch England play football, they lose. So I'm thinking, I must be a jinx or something. Then Stephen Gerrard gets a goal. And I've gone, my word. And I'm thinking, I need to calm down here a bit. And then a couple of minutes later,
so excited.
He gets another one. It was a fab goal, actually. It was a fab goal.
Eric, what? That's what they paid for.
Was it?
They paid to get goals. What it is, they all forget about it and go around talking like big girls and driving around in big posh cars and don't get any goals. Football's about kicking a bit of leather about, you know.
Is the goalkeeper supposed to get goals as well then?
I think he can. I think a goalkeeper can get goals, you know, if he... No, there are certain circumstances. I'll troll through my knowledge of football.
Yeah.
And find out for you.
Yeah, okay.
I had known in The Victor and the Valiant, which were two of the best comic books, there was a footballer, and I can't remember his name, and he kicked the ball from his goalpost at one end of the field. It went straight over the field without touching the ground once and went in the opposite goal. Now, there you have proof.
That was Pat Jennings, by the way.
Who was?
That goal. The goal scored by the goalkeeper, infamously, was from the only football team on the planet ever called Tottenham Hotspur, and the goalkeeper's name was Pat Jennings.
How old was the magazine? The comic book was called Hotspur then.
It probably was, no doubt how old you are. I've seen vintage magazines like that about. Anyway, a couple of serious bits for a minute. Why am I not surprised about this one? Do you remember last week, boys and girls, we said to you, forget the politics, help with, in the UK, the DEC and other sort of properly set up agencies to give some few pennies to the charities that are helping the people out in Pakistan. And I said, and I had no idea this story coming up, if we didn't, then the bad guys would come in.
That's right.
And guess what happened a couple of days later? The Pakistan Taliban said, don't accept international aid. We don't want any of that. Well, of course they don't, because that's how they're going to buy the people, because then they'll go in. So give money and make them, the bad guys, look terrible. Unbelievably bad.
The thing is, you've got to reckon on this. That one of the problems we have with the war on terror is that, because like the Vietnamese war for the Americans, it's a war that's going to be very difficult for us to win because we're fighting in totally alien circumstances and terrains.
Right.
And ultimately, the thing that we're going to have to do, a lot of people say this, I'm not sure if I'm 100% behind it, but it is something that's there on the cards. We're going to have to negotiate with these people, with these terrorists. And this action that they've taken by saying, don't give us any foreign aid, don't accept any foreign aid, is actually one of the first major political moves that have been made by the...
Yeah. Well, I suppose, in honesty, Lee, when you think about Northern Ireland... Northern Ireland was actually resolved via debate
Again, it was a war you couldn't win because we didn't know where the enemy was.
That's right. But I can tell you what, there's a little war we can win, boys and girls, with your help.
Are we doing this?
Yes.
And we'll get you.
We will. If you remember last week, boys and girls, we started a campaign with your help to clean up the internet, because the internet is a fabulous thing. It's spoilt by a couple of idiots.
It's spoiled by a couple of idiots. It's spoiled by a lot of idiots. No. Right? Let's be fair.
But they are in a minority, let's be honest. And so we took our grateful thanks to a number of companies last week, including QuickFit, East Coast Rail,
the Emirates.
The Emirates Airline, Daily Motion, who all looked at something and went, not good. We don't want to be associated to any of this. So once we'd sort of established all that sort of stuff going on, boys and girls, that people didn't want to be associated with this, we thought, right, okay, let's be honest and share this news with other people around, just to sort of say that reputable companies like Daily Motion and QuickFit and various others were quite upset that this kind of antics was going on. So we thought we'd have a word with Vimeo, because we thought they'd be nice guys.
I thought they'd be nice guys too.
Yeah.
And I was quite excited at the prospect of speaking to them. And then, as you are going to point out.
Well, let me just recap a little bit. What we found was there were some videos on the internet which weren't in themselves naughty content. And by naughty, think about it. Because this is a family programme. But what we found was this particular gentleman was publishing naughty content on websites where the main thrust of the website was all to do with children.
That's right.
So you've got... I can't bring myself to say the words on the air, boys and girls, because I think it's irresponsible. And I also think that it's difficult to... depict what the images are, and therefore you're just going to have to sort of use your own brain to figure it out, I think is the safest way to say it. So what we've got is on conventionally open sites with links to other websites, not only, but also, this particular group of videos. And so we informed Vimeo about this problem. We sort of helped them out a little bit. We gave
tried to help them out.
Yeah. And what we've also found out is that Christian organisations are advertising on Vimeo, and those adverts are coming up where this creature's videos are. Mm. We've also found one of the biggest institutions in the world advertising there. And I promise you, Video, Mr. Vimeo Video, we're going to tell them. It's not a threat, it's a promise. I don't promise much. Because, well, you know what we got back, boys and girls? We have reviewed the video you identified, and it's the name, so we'll bleep that out. It does not appear to violate Video's terms of service. And in this video, there's somebody talking. We cannot comment on the information set forth in your email. It is not our policy to remove users' videos based on other material a user may or may not have posted to other websites. And, in any case, we have no way of verifying the accuracy of such claims. All you've got to do is listen to it! Indeed, we cannot even confirm that the person you describe posted the video in question. You just got to listen to him! All you've got to do is listen! And in fact, he uses his own name on a... It's like saying, this is a lesser crime, but it's like saying, you know, I've been done for drink driving in one country in the world, but don't worry about it, you can drive in my country. And that's wrong. Whichever way you look at it, it's wrong. We are not giving up, Mr. Vimeo, because you take on Banks and Wiltshire, you are in trouble. Big time. Thank you.
Can I just say what I said back to Vimeo?
Mm-hmm.
which I think is a fair description of it, although, as Eric is aware, I've lost all my notes, so I'm doing this off the top of my head. But Vimeo, I told them very simply, what they're actually doing is perpetuating a libel within a video. Right. There's all sorts of reasons that they can defend themselves and hide behind little laws and, boundaries and stuff like that. Yeah. But they're perpetuating a potential libel at the very least. And they are ignoring the fact that the bloke who's made this libel is also putting questionable material on other sites. Now, they say it's got nothing to do with them because it's going on other sites. Well, it might be coming on your site. Then you'll be in trouble.
Mm, exactly. And I would add to the fact that YouTube, along with Dailymotion, have pulled that video content.
Yeah.
So it would appear to me, boys and girls, if you want to be 100% sure of what things are going on where and people are checking up on it, I'd use YouTube and Dailymotion and steer clear of other ones. And we'll leave it at that. We will bring you an update on that because we've got some emails to send out to see if we can continue this little battle. And we will give you an update on that.
Something that we're very good at as well.
Well, I've said this before and I'll say it again, and our chairman says this. The one thing he likes about me, he doesn't like a lot about me, he says, if somebody throws you out the door, you jump back in the window. If somebody then throws you through the window, you'll kick the door down and go back in again. And trust me, I'm like that. Little funny story to end part one. This major cock-up. The BBC, the bastion of quality broadcasting, according to the Daily Mirror, have got to re-record 26 out of 30 episodes of a brand new quiz show, which will be started on BBC Two. Oh, if you haven't seen this, stay with me. The news follows discovery that some of the contestants who took part in the filming of the upcoming BBC Two game show called Perfection were able to see a screen that shouldn't have been visible to them, as it was accidentally showing them the answers.
I won't believe it, isn't it? This show's called Perfection.
Yeah.
And there's the answer, my friend, is glowing on the video machine. 26 episodes are going to record.
Oh.
How much does it cost to record an episode? Of
well, the good news is it's an independent production, so it doesn't cost the BBC anything.
Well, no, they're going to have to pay. But, yeah, that's a bit of a blow on Mr. What's he called? Nick Knowles, the do-it-yourself man.
Nick Knowles. He's good. I don't know if you get him in American, boys and girls, but he's really good. The actual show, because in America, well, yeah, have a look on BBC America. Maybe it's on there, DIYSOS. Was originally due to be aired this month, the new game show that Nick Knowles is hosting, but they postponed it to later in the year. All of the participants are to be recalled so the quiz can be reshot without any of them being able to see the answers this time, hopefully.
you know where you said they wonder if Nick Knowles is actually in America. For all you Americans, look up my friend Calvin Palmer. He's in America, and he looks just like Nick Knowles. I thought I'd share that with you.
Thank you. Well, but apparently the good news is the BBC haven't got to pay for it because it's 12-yard productions, whoever they are. It sounds like more like 9 lacehole productions. You've got to do this. Right, that's the end of part one, boys and girls. I'm Postcard from Pop Rad. We'll be back as quick as you can say, clean up the internet in part two.
This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world, the station of the stars.